Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, 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 and yes. I want that to be the answer to any question. If you have a question, hey, Doug, how are things today? The answer is yes, right, Jay?
Yes, the answer is yes.
Always.
Always. Yeah. The answer is yes. Do you know that some broadcaster, the guy who runs the stations, carries us in Portland, thinks that I, it sounds like, for whatever the reason to him, that I am not, I don't know if deferential is the right word, but I'm disrespectful to you. Or
to me?
Yeah.
Why? What'd you do?
No, I don't have the slightest idea. Only I know that whoever or whatever he's listening to isn't this program. If anything, over the years, the number of women that I've had on as co-hosts has been a legion of women who have been, I mean, the list is longer and better than any other radio program. I'm proud of the list of women who've been on with me. It's funny. The reason I bring it up is because it's funny how people hear things, isn't it? They have, and usually how we hear things is based on our own prejudice, if you will, our own experience, I mean, even our own expectations. But it struck me as I read a note from somebody about what this guy has said. Doesn't like, I'm disrespectful to you. And I'm just in awe of how someone hears that.
I'm a little blown away. But haven't you ever done that with emails, where you email somebody or you text somebody, and then they're like, well, clearly you're in a bad mood, and you're like, no, I'm having a really good day. What did you read? We clearly did not read the same email.
Yeah, right. Anyway, we start this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with the passing of Vin Scully. Vin, at the age of 94, going back over his history, I was on KABC in Los Angeles for 3.5 years when they were carrying the Dodgers, and lucky enough to just kind of be around him. And speaking of people who are held in awe, this guy, among the voices of the men and women, mostly men, now that sounds misogynistic, I suppose. Anything and everything is misogynistic. Everybody's got a problem. Anyway, so Scully and his voice and his personality, he wasn't a big man. I mean, physically he wasn't, but he was a great man in terms of his broadcasting career. He was a great humanitarian. He did all kinds of things for all kinds of organizations in Los Angeles. It was obvious that he loved to work. It was obvious he loved the people he worked with. He loved his family. He had the best of the best, it would seem. Vincent Edward Scully passing away. He was a New Yorker by birth, interestingly enough, but lived in Los Angeles most of his life. Five children.
He was with the Dodgers when they were in Brooklyn, and when they moved, he moved along with them.
Yeah, right, he sure did. So for those of you like James, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, you've never heard of Vin Scully before, you may have heard this voice. Here is an excerpt from one of 900 jillion million games that Scully called.
This crowd has hollered itself weak. Henderson at second, Molitor at first, one out in the ninth, 6-5 Philadelphia, Stottlemyre and Castillo throwing in case of extra innings. Fastball is hit to left field, down the line, in the corner, home run!
Man. And oftentimes, this is with the great broadcasters like Scully. Okay, that's good. Thank you, James. With some of the great broadcasters like Scully, people would watch the game on TV, and if it wasn't Scully, if he was on the radio, because they do both radio and television, as most of the great sports broadcasters do. They spend, not so much now, I guess, but when I was a kid growing up, Kurt Gowdy would be 3 innings on radio, and then he'd do 3 innings on television. and then you go back to doing three innings on the radio again. And speaking of Kurt Gowdy, I was looking at a list of some of the great sports broadcasters of all time. There aren't any right now. Maybe I shouldn't say that. What I'm thinking, I'm recalling the guys that were around when I was a kid growing up, and maybe that's what the prejudice is as far as that's concerned, Jay. You remember what you heard when you were a youngster, and I remember Joe Castiglione, who does the Red Sox still, with another fellow whose name now I can't remember, but it's a great team. They sound wonderful. The younger guy is great. He's got a good sense of humor. He's got a great voice. He's very knowledgeable, and he is very, very respectful of who he's with and the job that he's got. And you look around at some of the others, Ernie Johnson comes to mind, Jack
Buck.
Well,
it seems like right now there hasn't been a lot of longevity.
No.
A lot of the legends have since retired. So
pretty much
everybody, right now, my biggest icon, I think, would be Tom Hamilton, who calls for the Cleveland Guardians.
Really?
Exactly, calls for the Cleveland Guardians, but has only been doing it since 1990.
Yeah.
So there's really not a lot of Vin Scully's in the last years.
These people painted pictures of poetry with their voices. That's what they did. That's how they became who they were. And so the people who are there now just they just don't have it, as far as I'm concerned. But that doesn't take away from Frank Gifford was another one who's great. Howard Cosell, Don Meredith. I mentioned Dan Patrick's pretty good. He's still around. I'm talking about people that call games like Al Michaels, still doing it. Mm-hmm. What a great announcer he is, right? Think about those guys who were the best of Mel Allen. And then go through. Actually, you know what would be kind of cool on our social media? People from various parts of the country who can go to Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, or on Twitter, Good Day On Air. Tell us who you think is the best of all the broadcasters doing whatever. Johnny Most comes to mind as the broadcaster for the Celtics. Now, see, I grew up in Boston, so Johnny Most, Kurt Gowdy, but all of them. Johnny Most had a chance to, well, he would never have worked doing national because he was too much of a homer. You know what it means to be a homer?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, he was too much.
I'm a big homer.
But, yeah, Ernie Harwell, didn't he do Cleveland? Well, I don't remember that name.
I don't recognize it.
No, okay.
Herb Score was the big one.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Passed
I remember
in
that.
2008.
Yeah,
he was huge for the Indians.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, the idea of us being excited about a voice and a man and a person who does this for a living. It's kind of like being excited about the folks who do this or anything where there's broadcasting involved. There's a skill of calmness. There's a skill of naturalness, if you will. The most famous call, one of them anyway, that Vin ever did, the Braves' Hank Aaron hit his 715th home run at Atlanta, moving ahead of Babe Ruth. And there was also the final game, his final home game for the Dodgers. The crowd went bananas acknowledging him because he was part of the Dodgers. He was part of the game, and he worked through the end of the season in 2016. And so that would have made him, that was 6 years ago, right? So he did the booth until he was 88, and they didn't want him to go. His wife was not well, and I think that's why he quit at that time. But his voice held up. His personality held up. I remember when I was working at KMOX in St. Louis when Jack Buck was there doing he was another one of those, you know, legendary characters. His son followed in his footsteps, but his son's nowhere near as good as Jack was. It just my locker was next to his. And I remember him coming in one night. Yeah, it was the one night after a game. And he went to his locker, and he used to call me kid. How you doing, kid? Because I was a kid when I was there. It was in the 80s. And I remember he opened up his locker, and he took out a cigarette, the longest cigarette I've ever seen in my life, and lit it. And then took a puff on it, looked at me, and said, "Hey, kid, do a good show." And that was it. So anyway,
that's awesome.
Funny how you remember.
Do a good show part.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, Vin Scully, best of the best, for sure, passing away at the age of 94. And those of you who have been around for any length of time certainly know and have heard and enjoyed this guy. Rare sentiment that is completely positive. I can't think of another sports broadcaster, maybe Johnny Most because he was such a homer, who there was never a negative, never, ever a negative about Vin Scully. So some good thoughts and good wishes to his family. God love the guy. 16 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Wednesday.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working out, buddy.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
All right, 18 after the hour. So, Jay, health officials in New York City, or at least one of the suburbs of New York, have found the polio virus in wastewater. This is something. How do you? This is, by the way, in Rockland County. This is the first case. There's polio, and so this is the first time anybody's heard of polio or seen any of it since 2013.
Mm-hmm. It was named in an unnamed patient. It was found, and yeah. Now in the wastewater. But, like, what now? Can we just have a break? Can we just get a little bit of a break?
All this stuff? Yeah. All of this stuff. So is the person who has polio, is it a permanent case, or is the person all right? Because polio, once it gets you, there's no cure for it, and usually it wipes you out. Usually you end up in a wheelchair, and you don't live very long because it kills your muscles. And basically, you can't use it. It isn't like MS, but it's the same impact on your body. The polio vaccine has been used forever. But it was interesting because I remember reading at one point in time, you know, this live vaccine, live viruses mm-hmm. they use. That was one of the things about COVID versus dead vaccine or dead viruses. And polio usually is the vaccine they give you is with dead
Or the weekend live virus. Well, that's what they think. This person, the patient, was unvaccinated, but likely exposed to an individual who received a vaccine that contained the weekend live virus. So that's why they think that this person got it.
Well, it's something else to be concerned about. Everybody wants. Yeah. It's just so much stuff. As you just said, can we just have a break? Please, let's
just
have a
one.
Break.
Just yeah. a tiny one. We're not asking for that much.
No. 21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Complex. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. How does the food bank in San Antonio interface with farmers' markets?
Well, we truly believe that the barriers to nutrition is income, geography, education, and commerce, right?
Yep.
So farmers market have this incredible way of getting local, creating access to healthy food.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour, time for us to check in with what's trending on social media, and mostly that celebrity stuff. And there's a surprise, I guess, of sorts. I saw this yesterday and I thought to myself, this seems kind of strange. What the results of the reading of Naomi Judd's will. She died, as you remember, about a month or so ago. And so we'll have the reading of the will here on Good Day After This.
I'm Mariah Hopperman. For millions of households, the largest monthly payment they make is rent, but rent typically only shows up in a credit report if a payment is missed. As a result, renters are finding themselves at a financial disadvantage. Kevin Palmer, head of Freddie Mac Multifamily.
If you pay your rent on time, you ought to get credit, just like you would for a timely mortgage payment. We're working to make sure that happens, because a higher credit score can make a huge difference in life's major purchases, like a house, an education, or even a car.
Presently, less than 10% of renters see their on-time rental history reflected in their credit score.
Freddie Mac's new credit-building program has helped tens of thousands of renters raise their credit scores. And now, first-time homebuyers can use their solid rent payment history when applying for a mortgage. We've even taken extra steps to ensure that renters who struggle financially aren't penalized for missing a payment.
Learn more about how renters can build their credit at FreddieMac.com/renter credit.
All right, so this kind of strange, or it seems strange. Maybe there's a reason, the story behind the story. But Naomi Judd put her husband in charge. Larry Strickland, and the brother, I guess, is involved in it somehow as well. He was named the executor of her estate. And according to a copy that the news media has been given, because they were married for, I don't know whether that's a because or not, but apparently they were close enough, so she left everything to them, to her husband,
yeah, she,
nothing to the daughters. That's kind of strange.
Well, yeah, so she gave Larry full authority and discretion, and also said that he does not need approval of any court or beneficiary to deal with the assets, but she struggled from severe depression and died by suicide, and she did her will. She prepared her will back in 2017, November 20th, 2017 was the date attached to it, and it could have even been something as simple as she didn't want to have to deal with any of it, just appoint everything to her husband and let him itemize things out, perhaps. And then she also had stated if Larry is unable to serve as executor of the will for any which reason, then his brother, Reginald, would be the one to take over.
Yeah,
but
take over.
Yeah, it could have been something just as simple as she wasn't trying to slight her daughters. It could have just been she didn't have the emotional or
so does he,
capacity to actually go through everything at that moment.
So then, she, what was her, say it was $25 million or something like that, and does that mean, well, I guess I'm sounding silly because who knows what she means, and that's what always drives me nuts about people. Well, this is what he meant when he said that. How the hell do you know what he meant, or she meant in this case, by doing it, but he can do what he wants then, basically.
Yeah,
with
it's pretty
it.
Much so just it, like, you know what, you do it.
Either. But he's not the parent of either of those two. So by all accounts, there didn't seem to be any hostility or anger or anything between.
Yeah, they've been together for 33 years.
And let's face it, neither one of them need the money. So maybe the money goes to the suicide prevention hotlines that, you know, that she touted, or that the two daughters touted after their mother died. That could be how it works. 28 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has announced a series of initiatives for sourcing battery capacity and raw materials that light a clear path to reach its targeted run rate of 600,000 EVs by late 2023. And more than 2 million by the end of 2026. Ford expect a compound annual growth rate for EVs to exceed 90% through 2026, more than double the forecasted global industry growth. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt won the state's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday, beating out a 21-candidate field to replace exiting Senator Roy Blunt.
Tonight, the Republican voters of Missouri have spoken, and I am honored to be your nominee for the United States Senate.
In other primaries Tuesday, Kansas voters decided to keep abortion rights. Tudor Dixon won Michigan's GOP primary to take on Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Thursday, Tennessee goes to the primary polls, as the midterm elections are in November. Lawyers for the media outlet Gateway Pundit have filed a legal motion seeking to publicly release the names of the clients of Jeffrey Epstein. The who's who of illicit clients was heavily discussed during the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. Since being found guilty, she is serving time in a cushy minimum security prison in Florida. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As three other green bills have netted virtually nothing for the average American as it increases our recession's longevity, bill number four could be voted on this week, spending roughly another $500 billion. The Senate Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act is just smoke and mirrors, so says Senator John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, on Newsmax.
I'm doing everything I can to discourage anybody who's even thinking about voting for it. Of course, Joe Manchin did a magnificent, or I should say Olympic-worthy, flip-flop from his previous position in opposition to this. He said he was worried about inflation, would wait to see the July and August numbers. The Penn Wharton study that was done of this proposal said it will do nothing to reduce inflation, even though Senator Schumer and Senator Manchin call it the Inflation Reduction Act. It's all smoke and mirrors at this point. Two things we know it will do is raise taxes on people making this less $10,000, and it will make inflation worse.
NASA said the sun is getting very active, and that could cause problems here on Earth. The space agency warned the activity level of the sun has quickly ramped up. Scientists expect to see more solar flares and solar eruptions that could impact radio communications, navigation signals, and electric power grids here on Earth. The increase in activity could also pose a risk to spacecraft, GPS signals, and even create concerns for the airline industry. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
Lee, you're going to help me with this. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique?
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, you know. Like,
oh, it's Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo?
Rosemary Godmother.
Oh, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
I got it. Okay.
Yes. And
saying Bibbidi Bobbidi Bye Bye. What?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
GoodDayShow.com is also where you hear the program in its entirety all day, every day. You can hear playback of the original program, The Daily Show, the whole thing, at GoodDayShow.com. Hello, and also at DougStephan.com, and also at DougStephanNetworks.com, and also on the moon. To the moon!
Because wouldn't you know it?
Yes, right. Jay Kirshner is here. I respect you dearly, Jay.
I appreciate that. I respect you, Doug.
Thank you. We're teasing because of comments that somebody made who hasn't got a clue about my relationship. Go ahead, what?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, have you ever been talking with somebody, verbally speaking, and all of a sudden somebody looks at you and they start saying you have a tone? Like, don't use that tone with me. And you're like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I have straight up been in public discussing something with each other, and somebody looks at us and has said to him, don't talk to her that way. And yeah. I'm like, what did you just hear? How did you just talk to me? I didn't notice anything. Right. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's on you, pal, not on us. By the way,
used to fight in public on purpose, just you know, not genuinely fighting,
yeah,
but like we were joking with each other, but we would go at it just to see people's reactions, and it was comical.
None of your business. None your business as well. The idea of getting ready for the world today. You're going out in the world. Are you all dressed well? You know, we're talking about what people hear. Well, what do people see? Right? When they see you, the clothing that you're wearing, your face, you have a beard, you have long hair, there's a kid.
Are there stains on your clothes?
Yeah. That's kind of the grease. I have grease on my clothes at the end of every day after working on the farm. And yesterday I had to fix a rake and had greasy hands and greasy stuff. I tend to wipe my hands, even when I'm working in the kitchen, on my pants. For what I've always done that, for whatever the reason. So every day the pants go into the laundry, as you might expect. At any rate. Yeah, exactly. So are people judging you? We've become social media has kind of pushed us into being so judgmental about how you look, how you sound, what you write. You know who you are, do you not? I hope that you're confident enough. When I saw that, it bugged me. But under the circumstances, I know who I am. And I know how I am with women, whether it's my daughter, or whether it's somebody that I'm close to in a relationship, whether it's the folks that I work with and love on the air, all of that stuff. They're all the people that work with me on the farm. I'm always the same, frankly, with them. So, and as far as how the world sees you in other ways, yeah, sometimes it's judgmental about the clothing you wear, or maybe how you decorate your house. You know, what does your house look like? What does that say about you? That's what some people...
There's a meme going around online about couches. Where you put your couch determines your wealth. People who have more money typically have their couch somewhere in the middle of the room. It's not pushed against a wall where people don't have enough money. I'm not saying this is true. This is just a meme floating around online that's stating that people who have their couch pushed against a wall typically live in a smaller home and don't have that much money and stuff like that. And even think about parents.
Really? That's an interesting psychology.
Moms typically get judged a lot more easily than dads do, yet, or even ages. If there is an older gentleman or an older woman working with a younger guy or a younger female, the older person usually gets a little bit more condemned a little bit more for using certain tones, where if the younger person uses it, who may still be an adult, like I said, let's say for us, for instance, I'm 38. It's just if I were to use a strong tone with you, I wouldn't be condemned as much as if you use a strong tone with me, or even just male versus female. I saw another comic who was like, it takes so little for a guy to be considered a great dad, and so little for a woman to be judged for being a poor mom.
Yeah. That's very interesting. It's all about judgments. So hello to Ron Day, listening to us in Columbus. Nice to have you on board on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Here's some good news for those of you who play sports. Let's take football out of this, because football is not good for you no matter who it is that's playing or what the circumstances are. There's just no way that I would tell you that playing football makes you grittier. However, if we look at some of the other sports that are around, this looks kind of interesting, actually, in terms of long-term goals for people, how you set yourself up for success. Do you work hard at playing? Are you good at baseball? Are you a good track runner? I'm just thinking of the things that I did when I was in high school and a little bit in college. And then, you know, soccer, perhaps, although that's dangerous, too, getting hit in the head with a soccer ball at 45 miles.
It hit the right part of your head.
Yeah. So.
However, indoor soccer could, you know, those balls are there.
So this study, Jay, looked at adults who took part in organized sports as children. Baseball, basketball is something. My son was a great basketball player when he was in high school and college. But he went down, he chased a ball into the stands, fell over two chairs, and broke both of his wrists. So that was
awful.
The end of it for him. But he played football until he had a couple of concussions, and I took him out. And that's been, you know, he has, at his age, he's in his mid-40s, he's had some things going on with his ability to talk sometimes once in a while. It's not serious, but we go back to the doctors look at his, you know, have examined his brain, and there have been, you know, there was an impact. There was a, mm-hmm. he paid the price in a manner of speaking. If he gets plenty of sleep, he's okay. But if he doesn't, he shows the signs of not being able to communicate all the time as well as he would like. And he can write, but he can't always speak. And that has to do completely with the stuff that he got when he was engaged in football.
Wow.
So anyway, the National Sports and Society Survey, 4,000 men and women across the country were asked to rate themselves on a scale of 1 to 5 when it came to, you know, what you are and how you are. I am diligent. I never give up. I'm a hard worker. And 34% of those who did sports scored high on these scales, on the grit scale,
mm-hmm.
compared to 23% of peers who opted out or gave up. Yeah. There are lessons in life that come from being on the field in a sports activity. No question about it. And, yeah, football is included in that for sure. But the thing that is, you can try it and not stay with it, but if you stay with it, apparently that's the difference, right?
Well, yeah, especially because it can be so physical, but you have to use so much mentality to get through those physical bursts, because when you are in the middle of a game and you're just so fully exhausted and maybe your team is losing and you just have to give everything you have, that's why at the end of the game they always say, you know, you leave it on the court, you leave it on the field, you leave it on the pitch, because you gave it everything you had, and that kind of goes with a certain mentality that I do think this does make sense that people will carry with them into adulthood.
Right. All right, 42 past the hour. A prima facie example of what I'm talking about with regard to monkeypox and the overplaying of the news media on this. This is my perspective on a situation that now exists in both California and Illinois and is all over the front page of the New York Times today. Is there a good reason for the focus on monkeypox? We'll talk about that after this.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the summer fun sale, July 29th through August 8th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusion supply. See store for details.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like
all right, 45 after the hour. So the state of California, Jay, and the state of Illinois have declared health emergencies because of monkeypox. The proclamation sort of accelerates the administration of vaccines and federal money. This is all about the money. This is a grab for money, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, is the virus something that you would like to have? No, I wouldn't want it, and you wouldn't want it either. It's painful. It is not. You're not going to die from it. but you're going to be uncomfortable with it. And it usually, how many people, this maybe is part of the pressure in cities like San Francisco with people who are a part of the LGBTQ community, they want a declaration, and so they have the push, they have the power, they have the public health department paying attention to what they say, we've got to have a state of emergency.
Well, and they can get out those vaccines a little
bit. Well, they can get, and then there's money that applies to it, federal aid and all that stuff.
Of course. So, and have you seen the pictures? There's six different pictures going around online that the CDC has put out, and all the different news sources are promoting this. And it's like, if you see any of these rashes or anything that looks like this on your skin, go to the doctor immediately. And a couple of them, they look like pimples. They look like an ingrown hair.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people that are going to see this and rushing to the doctor and maybe... thankfully, and catch it early, but still, it's going to create a lot of heightened awareness, and what are people calling it? Fear-mongering.
That's exactly what it is, and that's what the New York Times is guilty of. That's what the World Health Organization is guilty of. It's the same bunch. And so, the fact that the population of the planet will be at 8 billion, 8 billion by the end of the year, and that 6,300 of these cases are something the focus of all of this attention. Men who are gay, men who are bisexual, are the ones who have the problem. And so there are probably a lot. I don't know how many there are, gay men and bisexual men. I don't know that there's a study, and I don't know that that's necessary. It seems to me it's up to, if this is a group, and there always is this reference to community, so if this is a problem among gay men and bisexual men, then they should be the ones to handle it. The same as if you had a problem and you needed a C-section for your baby or whatever health, you've got a cyst in your ovaries, or I've broken my arm, whatever it is. It's a problem that you have to take care of. It's time that people stood up and took responsibility for themselves, and we didn't have this state of the state taking care of everybody. And, you know, again, there's a difference between being responsible and taking care. This is a whole different, this is not SARS, this is not COVID, this is not going to threaten your life. It's a much less contagious, much less likely to be deadly. The vaccines take care of it. Okay, so if you're gay or you're bisexual, get a shot today. That's your responsibility. That's your job. If you are not doing it, then you're damned irresponsible, and you're a curse on society, especially if you're still engaged in activities with other men who are interested in the same thing that you're interested in. This is not on me, and it's not on you if you're not gay and you're not bisexual. If you are gay and you are bisexual, then it is on you, and you're the ones who are the problem. And I don't mean that because you're gay. That's not a problem as far as I'm concerned, or bisexual. But what happens with the result of your activity can put another person at risk. You could be at risk. So take care of yourself. That's your job, not my job to take care of you. It's not the state's job to take care of you. It's your job to take care of you.
Well,
yeah, there are sores.
COVID, too. It's
yeah.
Self-responsibility.
Well, but COVID was different because it's deadly. This stuff is not. It spreads through close physical contact, skin to skin, that kind of stuff. So can we, like, cool it with all the fear-mongering, please? 10 before the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, 53 after the hour. You hear the urgency in my voice. We have lots of things from the Farm, Family, and Food Department here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Today is Grab Your Nuts Day. Wait a minute. That didn't sound right. Yeah, grab some nuts. Today is the ultimate nutty day. Nuts, legumes, seeds, that's what I'm talking about. Considered nuts. I eat a lot of peanuts and cashews. Every day I have a big thing. Oh, yeah. Cashews, they're very good for you.
Pistachios are my favorite.
Are they? A lot of nutrients, minerals, and if they're eaten in the correct quantities, they're great for improving your health. So we're here today to promote the consumption of all nuts. The health benefits of them, their tastiness, and all that good stuff. Let's see here.
It's a little disappointing to read that the American Heart Association recommends eating 4 1.5 ounces, about a handful of servings, of unsalted, unoiled nuts per week.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me.
So low, yeah.
Salted cashews and peanuts. I'm having a handful. You know, in the morning I have one, in the afternoon sometimes if I need a big snack. At night I probably have
dark chocolate.
How'd you know? You know that.
Chocolate-covered almonds.
You know, we missed, speaking of that, yesterday we missed National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. Every year, National Ice Cream Sandwich Day, you're a favorite. Who likes ice cream? Who doesn't like an ice? Well, it depends on how good the ice cream is. If it's some of the cheap stuff, nah. It's cookies with ice cream, no, that's not any good. But you can make your own. That's what's kind of cool. Right? Get a couple of chocolate chip cookies and put some vanilla ice cream between them and then tell me that doesn't taste great. That's what you want. Yeah. Okay. So you know how I celebrate life. There it is. In a moment, the story of a farm sanctuary gone awry. This is something that's near and dear and close to my heart because I have a sanctuary for cows and horses and dogs on my farm, mostly cows. But here's the story of somebody who is in trouble for good reason right after this.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS.
What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
All right, this is the story, Jay, of Ashes Farm Sanctuary in upstate New York. The owner was arrested for allegedly refusing to return cows to their owner. Tracy Murphy is her name, arrested for third-degree grand larceny. State police in New York report that troopers responded to the sanctuary for a property retrieval of some cattle missing from a nearby farm. So this woman
the owner of the deer and heifer went with the troopers to go get her cows back.
Yeah, right. Anyway, this is a little bit over the top. I just agreed to take a couple of calves into my sanctuary that needed a home. They're still on bottle, but we're bottle feeding calves now, so this is no about having to help them out, and they'll live their life on the farm. It's a part of the love of what we have, but that woman, no, come on. She's got to have a crazy component to her. Yeah, she's just over the top. Okay. Taco Bell's Mexican pizza back on the menu. I thought we talked about this a couple of months ago. What was it? In again, out again, on again, off again, up again, do it? What's the deal?
Yeah, it came back for a limited time, which ended up being super limited because they didn't make enough and they were sold out almost immediately. So they're coming back to the menu for good this time, so hopefully they won't be selling out. It's just such a popular item, and they are going to make their permanent debut again in September.
Hip, hip, hooray. Here's some damaging news. Research presented at the Alzheimer's Association conference in San Diego, like noodles, sugary drinks, frozen meals, play a factor in a faster rate of cognitive decline. In other words, eating processed foods is hurting your brain. Even if you have two cookies, it'll affect your health. Uh-oh, my brain's going to be squashed in it. It takes just two cookies. I think I'm going to have to do something about that. All right, there it is. Farm Food Family. It's 59 past.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.